Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 16 through 29. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Jeremiah chapter 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and to hear his word? Or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? This is the word of the Lord. Pulling no punches, as the Lord's spokesman, Jeremiah declared the terrible punishment that was about to take place among the residents of Judah, the destruction of Jerusalem, the Babylonian captivity. As Yahweh spoke thus through his servant, it's hard to imagine how the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, could have been any more angry or disgusted than he was as his people had rejected him, people who should have known better. Do not listen to these so-called prophets in your midst who were never called by me. They are liars. Storm, wrath, and tempest will be rained down upon their heads. I'm warning you, I will do it. He even launches into divine sarcasm. Did you really think that I am not everywhere present? That I somehow did not see or hear these sins, this great wickedness by those who have faked it, claiming to speak my truth? Do you think that I didn't notice all of those charlatans who instead proclaim nothing but soothing fictions and the worthless pabulum of vain hopes, fabricated dreams to you hearers who continue to despise my word? There is a timelessness in these warnings. Six centuries later, Jesus alerts his followers to the fact that they are sheep pasturing among false sheep who inwardly are wolves, looking only to devour the rest of the flock. And then here, then, is nothing new under the sun. The same holds true for us here today. Behold the wolves, the false prophets. You were warned, so examine, mark, and avoid them. To enter the kingdom of heaven, it is not enough simply to say that you have faith or that you were labeled with his name. That is no guarantee that you would speak God's word truthfully among others. God's genuine prophet carries credentials, not contradicting any part of Holy Scripture on all points, doing the will of the Father, bearing vivid, God-pleasing fruit that is born of that prophet's speech and action. The faith of anyone who claims to speak the word of God without discernible works of love and mercy in the pattern of Jesus, well, that faith is dead and worth nothing. And that is why James, the brother of Jesus, in his epistle, wisely cautions that not many of you should become teachers. For you know that we who teach will be judged with a greater strictness. While every teacher in the church, save Jesus, is a fallible human sinner who will stumble occasionally, and that is why our pastors and our teachers, deaconesses, and missionaries are in constant need of God's absolution of their sins and our prayers, encouragement, admonishment to be on guard, to be stubbornly diligent in their formation and in their thorough, methodical, continuing study of God's word, it is another thing altogether, the height of damnable wickedness, to act as though you've been called to be God's spokesman when you have not, and to replace the sure foundation of the genuine gospel of Christ with namby-pamby personal opinions, hypothetical feel-good housework and guesses, and outright lies. Those false prophets who profit from a trumpeting of a message of peace, peace, all is well, no evil shall befall you, well, they are the ones who are sowing discord, making things oh so much worse, spreading a pandemic of spiritual illness with eternally damning consequences. They are feeding deadly poison to God's adopted children, his people, inflicting untold damage upon God's flock. With the same urgency with which the Father sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him, in the very same spirit, the Father sends laborers into the harvest fields today. All of them, all of you here will be sorely tempted continually to tell the world what its itching ears want to hear. And we will be mocked and persecuted for saying the very words of law and gospel that God sent us all running to speak to those who need to hear it. Let us urge our brothers and sisters all the more with determination to tell us only of Christ crucified for our sins and raised for our justification. Let us remind them that always The Lord is near to those who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, so near that Yahweh himself graciously declares, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. In our speech and behavior, always and ever before the Lord, in modesty and humility, in gentleness and self-control, in faithfulness born of his word alone, let us confess with all boldness and confidence, he has turned us from our evil ways and deeds and brought us into lasting forgiveness and life. Let us be drawn ever closer to this Christ who we receive from the prophets, apostles, and evangelists who were called and sent by divine decree. And even as we repent of the sins that once separated us from God, let us feast in the celebration of his righteousness, his perfect gift freely given to you and me in the sacrificial blood and pierced flesh of the Son. A righteousness that draws us ever closer to him and to one another in the unity of the word of refining fire, an almighty hammer that breaks down sinful, stony hearts to make them forever his dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Justin and Jordan Logston, who are in orientation this week in preparation for missionary service. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.